all of me to you, all of me I give to you, all of me to you, all of me I give.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is Yoshana Sanders, licensed clinical social worker with the Mental Health Tip of the Week. This week's tip is to learn from the past and focus on the positive. Focus on positive memories and lessons that you've learned. A mistake can be a lesson learned. The question is, what is it that I don't need to do again? If you're having difficulty dealing with the past, you can contact Serene Steps Therapy Center, 3654 Government Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, at 318-792-0180. The hours of operation are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 to 5.
This mental health moment is brought to you by Serene Steps Therapy Center. Serene Steps Therapy Center is a counseling organization providing services for substance abuse, anger management, trauma therapy, parenting, grief counseling, and so much more. Conveniently located in Alexandria at 3654 Government Street, Serene Steps Therapy Center is accessible to everyone within a four-state area. Serene Steps Therapy Center accepts most insurances. No insurance, no worries. Private pay is accepted on a sliding scale. Office hours are Thursday through Saturday from 9 to 5. To find out more, 318-792-0180 and ask for licensed social worker Yoshana Sanders. Serene Steps Therapy Center, guiding your steps toward wellness and empowerment. Serene Steps Therapy Center is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT.
What an awesome God we serve. We thank you. We love you, God. We love you, God. Would not have been for you on our side, we don't know where we would be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you. I love you, God. I love you, God. Hallelujah. Just use us, oh God, how you want to. Touch and deliver, heal, set free, bless, open doors, God. Close some doors, God. Open windows and pour us our blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. Thank you, God. We love you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome, God. Awesome, God. You're so awesome, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Worship and praise you, God. Awesome, God. Amen. I want to use for a thought, a title, a tag here this morning. Wrestling for a change. Anybody wrestling for a change? A gift or a compliment. You don't know what their intention is. But it's okay, because Esau understood and he knew what was going on. He said, now I can't trust Jacob. Even though he sent me all these gifts, I got to still go see what's happening. Because he might be coming to get whatever else I got. He already took my blessing and he already took my birthright. Now what else is he coming to get? I know he got a reputation. I know him better than anybody. He's my twin, the evil twin. Y'all hear me? And Esau says, I got to go see. Even though he give me gifts, I still don't trust him. Because I know that he's very capable of deceiving me and taking what I got. And you think people are just going to forget that you're capable of. I had a fella tell me one day, I told him, I said, man, you know, you rotten. I was just honest with him. I said, you rotten. I said, you did this and you did that. I said, and I watched you tell this guy this. And I said, man, that's wrong. He said, well, God's working on me, but good thing you saw that, because you know now that I'm very capable of being good and I'm very capable of being bad. So pray for me, Pastor. And he was honest. He said, but I want to do more good than bad, but I can't stop doing bad yet. He was honest, and I respect that. Now he's a preacher now. I just say he went through Bethel, and he met God. But he got to come back through and be changed by God. So the crisis is this. The crisis is that he's about to die. He don't know what's going to happen to his family. He think that Esau is going to kill him. Esau don't know what Jacob is going to do. And see, sometime when we don't have communication, we don't know what the other part is up to. And when you ain't talking to the other party and the other party ain't talking to you, guess what? The devil talking to both of you. Especially at home, if you have a husband and wife, you walking in, you all up against the wall because you don't want to speak. You don't want. I ain't talking. You're in the same bed, on the corner of the bed, ain't sleep a wink, because you're trying to hold on from falling out the bed, and you don't want to talk. But the devil telling you all kind of stuff. He in your mind telling you, don't look at her. She did that on purpose. Why she left that? He left that on the floor. He did that on purpose. Don't pick that up behind. The devil talking to both of you. Why she spread all that stuff knowing my sinus is bad? She just did that on purpose. And the devil is talking to both. And all you got to do to fix that is talk to each other. The problem is we don't want to do that. We know what each other's capable of. Jacob knew that Esau was capable of killing. Esau knew that Jacob was capable of deceiving. And they didn't want to talk out their difference. Communication. That's why we must, the Bible said, if we got a problem with each other, we ought to go to them. Amen. If they don't receive us, take somebody else as a witness. Amen. If they don't receive that, bring them in front of the church. Amen. And say, I tried to get it right with them. I tried to do the right thing, but they won't let me. Come on and say, amen. Amen. This is what God gave us a solution to all these problems, but we won't take God's way. And it's because of the deceit in our heart. Okay, so that was the crisis now. And so here it is, verse 24 says, and Jacob was left alone. Here is the contending. The contending here represents the prayer life of Jacob. He says, and there he wrestled with the man until the breaking of day. Hosea said he said that Jacob actually was crying and weeping and pleading with God all night. That's how he described it. The book of Psalms 68 says, it says this, is that if we regard iniquity in our heart, that God won't hear our prayer. Amen. So when we say that we are praying and we got this mess in our heart, pray, but God ain't hearing you. Iniquity, that's hidden sin, that's deceit. And so Jacob had this in his heart, and he had not repented for how he had done his brother, how he had been deceitful even to his uncle, and things like that, how he had deceived his own father. When you try to deceive the father, guess what? You're going to pay. So he says that he wrestled with a man. He had a contest and a conflict with a man that night. And what that means is that while he was alone, while he was by himself, he had an opportunity to search himself. And when he began to search himself, he realized that the only person that can change the situation was the God that he heard his father and grandfather talk about. And when he began to pray, he began to be in a place of anguish where he was wrestling with the deceiver he was and versus who God wanted him to be. And then he wrestled with this man, and the man here, many theologians believe that this man is representation of Jesus Christ, because you can read down further, and it was the angel of the Lord, amen? And he says that he wrestled with him until the breaking of day. One thing I know about prayer, either prayer will solve your problem or it will strengthen you in the midst of your problem. And I don't understand how come people won't pray, because when you go to pray, the Bible said man ought to always pray and not to what? Faint. We faint too quick. We want to give up too fast. We throw in the towel too easy. And we, you know, and God is not intending for us to faint and throw in the towel. He intends for us to be strengthened through it all. So when I pray and I come out of prayer, I'm ready for another round. I'm ready for whatever God has in store for me. I know it's not going to always be shiny and sunshine days. It's going to be some rain sometime. I know sometimes people are going to lie on me, talk about me, because Jesus said if they do it in the green tree, what do you think they're going to do in the dry? If they lied on me, if they hated me, they're going to hate you too. I wish I had somebody. The servant is not greater than the master. So whatever they did to Jesus, guess what? They're going to do it to you. Y'all don't hear me. If they betray Jesus, you got a friend somewhere that's going to stab you in the back. Maybe they'll stab you in the front so you can see it. Y'all don't hear me in here. You got to understand that some of this is going to happen in your life and you can't get by it. You got to know how to pray. You got to know how to fast and so that you can stay and you can last through all of this stuff. Come on and say amen now. And so he's contending, not understanding everything, but he knows that I'm with somebody. He knows that I'm with somebody who's stronger than I am. But guess what? I'm not going to let go of this person because something's going on. I feel, even though I'm here wrestling, look at this. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And look, when the angel of the Lord was wrestling with Jacob, he realized that Jacob is not going to stop. He started that night, and then to the breaking of the day, he kept praying. Some of us, we pray 2 minutes a night, and we think God is supposed to just honor that prayer and do everything that we, and our prayer is just a grocery list of stuff that we want. Jacob was asking God to give him a solution to the problem and the crisis that he was facing, to change his condition, whether he changed Esau's heart or whether he was going to let him die. He said, I want to die right. Come on and say amen. We got to understand here what Jacob situation was, and he said when the angel of the Lord didn't prevail against him, in other words, his way wasn't pushed over on him, and to say, you know what, you just need to leave that alone and go on and die. Jacob said, I ain't gonna die in this darkness. I'm not gonna die like I am. Look at this. He said that God, the angels touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And I like this part, because when I looked at that, it says as he wrestled, not after he got through. He felt the pain while he was in the conflict. He felt the pain while he was praying. He felt the pain while he was still there with God. And sometimes we can be with God, praying with God, and feel the pain. Anybody in here ever been like that? I feel the pain, even though